Volkswagen has reached a settlement to pay out Australian drivers embroiled in the global Dieselgate emissions scandal. The details of the settlement are confidential and still need to be approved by the federal court, but it's understood the payout will be between $87 million and $127 million, or about $1,400 per car. Our consumer affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge has the details.
It's been 4 years since the global diesel emissions cheating scandal emerged as a serious issue for Australian drivers, with the company being hit with multiple class actions. But what looked set to drag through the courts for years has ended with a multi-million dollar settlement. Maurice Blackburn principal lawyer Julian Schimmel.
This morning we informed the federal court that an in-principle settlement agreement had been reached in relation to the consumer class action arising from the Volkswagen diesel emissions issue. If approved by the court, there will be a minimum of $87 million that's available to affected Australian motorists, with that number able to rise to as much as $127.1 million, depending on the final size of the claimant group. Those amounts are not including legal costs.
It's estimated 100,000 cars were sold in Australia fitted with software designed to cheat emissions tests. They include Volkswagen, Audi and Skoda cars with EA189 diesel engines. The Volkswagen Group has agreed to the settlement without an admission of liability. But lead plaintiff Alastair Dalton says it's clear to him who's to blame.
They've still lied to us. You know, there was something that was done to the vehicles, a defeat device, and, you know, there's now we're in a position where, you know, the case has been successful and there's an outcome.
The class action settlement still needs to be approved by the federal court. In other markets like the United States, drivers have already been compensated and, in some cases, more generously. In 2016, American drivers were offered buybacks or repairs, as well as between $5,000 and $10,000 additional compensation. Here, owners will only be entitled to about $1,400 each. Lead plaintiff Robin Richardson represented Audi owners in the case. She believes the Australian settlement is some recognition that the cars had a serious issue.
Well, I think that the process that these companies have been put through in the Australian jurisdiction is in of itself a deterrent to any allegation of any further issues or attempts to do what we said that they did in the first place, and that was sell cars to Australian consumers with cheap devices implanted in them. I think this has been a very arduous legal case that has been fought out in the federal court, and I think that we have to, as Australian consumers, because of the rigorous rule to law that we have operating here, be taken seriously in terms of the regulatory environment.
Volkswagen Australia says it views the in-principle settlements as a step towards overcoming the diesel issue. Customers should begin receiving payments in 2020 once the federal court timetables a set of steps required by all parties. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is still involved in separate proceedings for breaches of consumer law. But Volkswagen says discussions regarding an in-principle settlement of that matter are close to being finalised.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.